My name's Ellie Merton. I'm standing as an independent candidate at the general election on the 4th of July 2024 for the gorgeous constituency of Berwickshire, Roxburgh and Selkirk, and I'd like to read out my manifesto to you. I start by saying, I would like ambitiously to create the conditions to establish Berwickshire, Roxburgh and Selkirk as the best place in the UK to live, work, learn, thrive and visit. My first point is dramatically to increase creative industries, arts and humanities education provision, plus establish the area as the go-to location for UK creatives to afford to live and work, including sustaining creative industries careers, retaining existing and developing new venues, and retaining existing locations for creative output. My second point is to pilot groundbreaking hedgerow, rivers, and coastal economy in the borders, revitalising our field and road edges and hedges, creating new habitats and expanding healthy biodiversity, linking existing terrestrial schemes with schemes supporting our local rivers and burns and with Berwickshire Marine Reserve Coastal Conservation Scheme, with the aim of creating new jobs and biodiversity career pathways, learning programmes, voluntary sector inclusion and sharing funding. Here's my third point. I'd like to coordinate an Italian-inspired cooperative scheme to assist small-scale farmers and artisans get their produce into local stores and markets. My fourth point is very important. It's to coordinate schemes immediately to lift constituents out of cruelly imposed UK government deprivation, hardship, inadequate housing, and food bank reliance. My fifth point is largely about crime. It is to treat subsistence living, homelessness, substance abuse and crime in the borders as a single local public health emergency, helping coordinate schemes incorporating all health, social care, welfare services and justice system stakeholders to end the catastrophe of so many destroyed borders' lives and livelihoods within 5 years. My fifth point is broader. It is to work to increase exponentially the capital grant from Westminster to Scotland that underpins all local government and public services funding in the borders. My next point is specialist to me, and that's because I know quite a few civil servants, and I would like to push the new government to reform UK civil service systems in all Whitehall departments, enforcing candour, transparency and real accountability, and remove party political special advisers, also known as SPADs, from Whitehall. Next, I'd like to create legislation for UK and Scottish parliaments to enforce the provision of off-grid potable water out of the hands of private water system suppliers and into public water company control. I'd also like to enforce minimum road surface standards and mandate minimum public transport provision. And finally, mandate minimum levels of medical specialisms, including psychiatry, in rural hospitals throughout the UK. Lastly, is a geopolitical point. I'd like to make the borders an apartheid-free zone, pressuring the UK government to bring about a ceasefire in Israel and Palestine, to release all the Israeli hostages held in Gaza, and release all the Palestinian captives held in Israel, to stop Israel's genocide in and destruction of Palestine, assist in Palestinian reconstruction, and immediately recognize Palestinian statehood. I do hope that this was vaguely intelligible, and thank you for bearing with me. And if you felt like voting for me, my name is Ellie Merton, and I'm standing as an independent on the 4th of July, 2024. Thank you.